Call the order, Board of Supervisors meeting, February 7th, 2012. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to start this morning with some presentations. Start with the Health Services Agency honoring Maria Perez for 35 years of service.
Chairman O'Brien, Supervisors, Ms. Nino, and Mr. Doring, I'm Mary Ann Lee with the Health Services Agency, and I'm happy to be here today to celebrate Maria Ruth Perez's 35 years of county service. We know her as Ruth. In fact, when I got the notice, I had to call HR to say, who's Maria Perez? So I'm going to be referring to her as Ruth. Since I've been with county, I've always thought of Ruth as kind of the go-to person at our scenic clinic, was the Family Practice Center, now in recent years, the Pediatric Center. She's been referred to as a walking HSA encyclopedia. That happens after 35 years. Ruth is the pretty woman in the red here, so everybody knows who I'm talking about. To set the stage, and there certainly have been current and former managers that have worked more closely with Ruth than I have, so they've helped me with some of what I've prepared here this morning. So that you kind of have a feel of what kind of person I'm talking about, I'm going to start with a line from a former manager. Ruth's level of performance in the clinic sets the pace for staff with her highly developed work ethic. She is a positive role model. Going back in time for these 35 years, Ruth's been with our agency since the spring of 1976, starting as a clerk one in Scenic General Hospital. In 1977, she was promoted to ward clerk. In 1979, promoted to typist clerk two, and then to a three in 1980. She promoted to supervising clerk one in 1984, and then reclassed to a supervising admin clerk two in 2003. I sat with Ruth, and she was telling me a little bit about her years with the county, and she talked about in the very beginning when they were walking her through and they went through the emergency room, and she quickly learned that really wasn't the right place for her. It was had to do with bones going in directions they weren't supposed to be going in. She found her calling in the clinic setting, and she remembers moving into the brand new Family Practice Center in 1978. She talked about how, at that point, staff moved everything. Anything that they could move, they moved, and compared to today, where we're much more cautious about how we do those things. She told me about how we used to make old metal patient ID plates in the basement, I believe, of the old hospital, and moving from a typewriter to the computer world. Ruth recalls many past administrators, clinic managers, and residency program directors. Ruth's start really coincided with the start of the residency program, and she remembers the first residency graduation, and recalls when our own Dr. Broderick was a resident physician himself. Ruth's been an important part of the support system for the residency program. I'm sure mentoring many of those resident physicians along with the other staff. She's even volunteered with the residency program's annual Run for Health. I've seen her out there bright and early on a cold April Saturday morning. And the residency program honored her with an appreciation award in 2009. She proudly hangs that above her desk. More from a past manager. Ruth is described as dedicated, loyal, patient, and ethical. She trains and mentors and makes others better. She welcomes new challenges. I understand that Ruth played a key role with the Downey High ROP students and with Alliance workers. She mentioned how many of these have gone on to be hired by the county. Some are nurses in our community, and mentioned one that went on to be a professor at UC Davis. She takes pride in a recognition award that she received years ago from the Board of Supervisors and the state of California for her role with the ROP program. Another from a fast manager. She has extraordinary talents in terms of creativity, personnel issues, and doing more with less. Ruth has been known to bargain shop for desks and furniture at the county used warehouse. to redesign portions of the clinic. She can be counted on to go above and beyond to address the needs of patients in extenuating circumstances. She's honest, direct, and action-oriented. This line I found interesting. It says, staff knows the bar is set high and that Ruth has eyes in the back of her head. Ruth exemplifies the Stanislaus County employee heroes who are behind the scenes in the trenches doing the tough everyday activity that assures excellent service for our citizens. On a more personal note, her daughter Josie is here helping to celebrate today. Ranging in ages from 2 to 26, she has 16 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. She's a 49ers fan. She's originally from Arizona, and most of her extended family is still in the Phoenix area. She doesn't have a retirement date because she still enjoys working, and she enjoys helping the community, and particularly helping those patients who really need our help that come to the clinic. She says that she does think that in the future she may take classes because there's always more to learn. Ruth, thank you for your 35 years of county service. Your dedication, work ethic, and advocacy for patients is truly appreciated. More personally, I really appreciate everything you've done in terms of customer service and employee morale and all your work with the Quarter Time Club. We are indeed fortunate to have Ruth Perez as a Stanislaus County employee now in all those years past and those to come. So I present Maria Ruth Perez.
Well, good morning, Ruth. Congratulations. 35 years is quite an accomplishment, and I like the fact that you haven't picked that retirement date, so that's awesome.
I did learn how to pick the ball and chain on my ankle.
Well, I do understand that you're one of the bilingual testers in the department, and I understand you're one of the best role models. HR calls on you all the time because you're so willing and flexible to change around your schedule, so we thank you. And on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, we'd like to congratulate you on 35 years and ask if you'd like to say a few words.
I'd just like to say thank you for having been allowed the opportunity to work with Stanislaus County for as long as I have, and allowed me to enjoy the different experiences with high school students, DET trainees, and the staff that I work with, along with a lot of Board of Supervisors. Different ones from way back when. I was looking, when they did a remodel, they removed a plaque that they put in the building, and an engineer from way ago said, would you like to have this name tag? No. It's a brass thing that like that, and it weighs a ton, and he handed it to me and said, here, you can keep it and do what you want. I said, you need to take that where it needs to go. It was heavy, and the first thing that was in there was Haig Arcalian. Yeah, dated 1978. But yes, thank you for allowing me to have worked with a lot of splendid leaders. One of them is here, made me the supervisor, Odetta Montgomery, and many others, Beth Finley, Jerry Crow Seabury, the late Barbara Hill, and many, many others. Again, thank you.
Okay, our second presentation this morning is from Assessor's Department, Mercedes Maya, for 30 years of service.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members, Mr. Doring and Monica. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is my first appearance before you, not only this year, but since you've been made CEO. Look forward to working with you, certainly. It's my pleasure today to be here to take part in this presentation of an acknowledgement of an amazing, quite frankly, career and service to the county of Stanislaus, 35 years. It's a long time. And I've only gotten to know Mercy over the last 14 months. As you know, I was elected and sworn in the first of last year and started my work actually in the assessor's office about a month earlier than that, just trying to get my feet on the ground. And somebody that was always very helpful and has certainly been over the last 14 months was Mercy. And I don't think there's anybody in our office that knows the office or its history certainly better than her, or has the heart, I think, for what we do and for the people that we serve, quite frankly. It's not always an easy job, as you can imagine. This can be very contentious. And hers is a story that I think is very inspirational for a lot of reasons, not just the 35 years of dedicated and exemplary service to the county, but the fact that she started in one of our lowest positions in the office 35 years ago and has steadily progressed to the point where she's recently been appointed Assistant Assessor for Administration and will take over that duty the 1st of April of this year. So, again, I think that in itself is quite an accomplishment, but when you take into consideration the fact that during much of that time she was a single mother trying to raise her family on her own and at the same time did an excellent job and progressed in her career, I think that's exceptional and something that is certainly an inspiration to all of us. I don't have the history, obviously, that I would had I been there for most of those years, but I can tell you just from the conversations I've had with other employees in the office and taxpayers in general how highly thought of Mercy is, and again, the excellent job she does. I certainly look forward to her taking over the assistant assessor's duties and having an opportunity to work closely with her as we move forward together in trying to bring the assessor's office into the 21st century, so to speak. So, with that, it's my pleasure to introduce Mercy Mea. Mercy?
Well, Mercy, congratulations on your 30-year with the Santa Claus County. It's always a great thing when we see people promote from within a department, and the assessor's office is a great place to work and allowed opportunities for great employees to move up, and we'd like to congratulate you on that. So congratulations on your 30 years, and we hope there's many more. And would you like to say it?
Well, I'd like to thank Santa Claus County for allowing me the opportunity to work here. It's been a wonderful opportunity, a great career. I look forward to many more years to come. I've met a lot of wonderful people, made a lot of wonderful friends. The assessor's office is an amazing office to work for, great leadership, and it's been a pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And our final presentation this morning comes from General Services Agency, honoring Alan Autran for 30 years of service. Mr. Bucks.
This truly is the best part of our work, isn't it? Good morning, Chairman O'Brien, members of the board, CEO Nino, Council Doring, Keith Boggs. Before you this morning as your acting director of General Services Agency and your county purchasing agent, it is both my honor and pleasure to recognize one of our GSA gems, Mr. Alan Autran, from the Central Services Division for his 30 dedicated years of public service to the agency and to the citizens of Stanislaus County. Alan is a man of a few words, but as I've gotten to know him over the last 19 months, I'm inspired by his work ethic, his dependability, dedication, and perhaps most of all, his flexibility without measure. Alan has spent his entire county career committed to our Central Services function. Over the years, he's performed many roles, from assisting the print shop and mailroom functions in emergencies to acting as office manager during a supervisor's absence. Alan's commitment to this organization is unique as it is tireless, and tireless as it is timeless. But there's more to Alan Albert Autran, AAA, than meets the eye. Alan's greatest passions are flying planes and baseball. He flies a Cessna, the small four-passenger variety, and actually received a twin turboprop license. Earlier in his career, it would not be unusual for Alan to fly to Arizona, Denver, Washington State for weekenders and report to work right on time, Monday morning, as though he'd never left his home in Modesto. And regarding his love for baseball, He loves his San Francisco Giants. So yes, he's an extremely intelligent fellow. Alan's wife, Kathy, is also part of our Stanislaus County family, a recently retired public health nurse. Together, they have three children. Their oldest son, Alan, is a submarine crewman in the U.S. Navy, while daughter, Amber, makes her home in the Midwest with youngest son, Scott, here in Modesto. Alan was hired as a storekeeper one on February 1st, 1982, and he quickly promoted to storekeeper two on May 1st, 1983, where he regularly assisted with county options. In reading Alan's personnel file, I noticed that never in 30 years has this man received a performance evaluation rating less than exceeds expectation. Leafing through those same pages, it's most evident that his approach to issues and to people have won the respect of many throughout our organization. Alan developed the Central Store's online catalog, which included developing a curriculum and providing user group training countywide. Alan was instrumental in the Oracle software implementation and continues to improve division operations for salvage, having assisted with developing new data destruction procedures. Alan delivers everything from paper to furniture. Our customer departments always get the same friendly, approachable Alan demeanor. So as he prepares for his well-deserved retirement in March from county service, all of the GSA team wish only the very best for this special individual, colleague, and very dear friend. Mr. Chairman, I present to you for 30 years of service recognition, Mr. Alan Albert Autrand, AAA indeed.
Well, Alan, congratulations on 30 years, and I do understand you're a great Giants fan, and I understand there might be a little incident back maybe when you were about 9 years old in a AM radio and maybe church. What's the story we want to hear?
Well, I used to have a transistor radio, and I would have the cord, I'm trying to remember, it's been so long ago. Anyway, I'd have the earphone up in my, you know, up in my ear, so I'd be listening to the game instead of the sermons.
I heard that story and I couldn't resist. So, Alan, congratulations on 30 years. Congratulations on your upcoming retirement. Job well done.
Thank you. I just want to say that 30 years went by so fast. It just flew by. It seemed like I just started, you know, just a short time ago. And it was a great ride. I really enjoyed all my years with the county, and I worked with a lot of great people. Thank you.
All right, thank you for presentations. We're going to move to public comment period. This is a time of the agenda where anybody can address this board on any issue that is not on the agenda today. I do have one request to speak, and that's from Enrique Perez. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to take a few moments out. I don't recall which board member was quoted in the paper after your last meeting about suggesting that departments collaborate to enhance service to the public. And I completely agree with that. What I don't agree with is putting critical or negative comments about the leaders in the community without coming to you first to give the opportunity to hear the issues and try to fix it. My issue is, again, not being critical, is the animal control services. In our neighborhood, we try to use the system, and it hasn't been successful. Recently, one of my neighbors called reporting a pit bull on the loose, and it happened to be at my gate, trying to get into my backyard to fight with my dog. It wasn't successful. She called. She was placed on hold. finally, when they came back, they transferred it to the wrong dispatch. And again, not being critical, maybe communicating, maybe somehow, if your time allows, or one of your staff members could possibly ride along with these folks and find out what they're up against. Clearly, they have limited resources as well. I know it can work. In the past, I contacted Supervisor DeMartini's office with a matter of a few emails and phone calls, and I got the information that I needed, and they were given the opportunity to go forward and provide some much-needed training to update the staff regarding that particular problem. And it's been a couple of years, but it works. And again, not being critical, I just want to come here and tell you that whoever made that suggestion of collaborating, it's the right move. It's the only way we're going to be able to get through these frustrating times. So thank you for your time, for listening, and if there's anything I can do to participate, just give me a call.
Thank you. Ms. Perez, thank you for coming down, and we will look into that issue.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, anybody else wish to address this board under public comment? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. I have had a request to pull item C1 for a separate discussion and vote. Are there any other items that board members wish to pull? Any item that the public wishes to comment on under consent calendar, items marked with an asterisk on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll look for a motion to approve everything but C1.
Motion to approve consent calendar minus C1.
I have a motion. A second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes 5-0. We'll move to item C1, approval to adopt plans and specifications for the non-potable water well projects. Mr. Machado.
Good morning, and thank you. And good morning to all of you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Ms. Nino, Mr. Doring, Matt Machado, Director of Public Works. And the item before you is to construct non-potable wells in some parks in Salida. And I think I understand the concern, and in the board report it does discuss how the engineer's estimate has increased substantially, and I appreciate the opportunity to explain that. And so, but I wanted to start with just a little bit about how the project's proposed to be funded. And over the years, as Salida developed, fees were collected for park development and park expansion. And so the funds are available in an account just for Salida to fund this project. But even with that said, we always want to make sure that the investment of funds in the community is the right thing to do. And so when we looked at the project, we looked at would the project pay for itself? And that's kind of a unique thing. And most of the time, our projects don't really pay for themselves. They provide great service. They do benefit the community. But in this particular case, this project will actually fund itself through savings of the water bill. And currently, the parks are watered with drinking water from the city of Modesto, which is a good system, but not inexpensive. And so this project is to construct non-potable wells to replace that drinking water use, which will save considerable money. And when we projected forward those savings, we actually assumed a flat, actually no increase in water rates from the city of Modesto, which we know that rates will probably increase over the years. So the payback is fairly conservative. It'll probably pay itself off much quicker than proposed. And then a little bit about the cost estimate. Initially, when the project was scoped, it was thought to be going to be just a basic ag well installation in the parks, in the dirt or grass area. But as we got into it, we could recognize that a better well system would be needed for long-term serviceability for the community. And so the scope changed. And you know, became a submersible well with a variable frequency drive with a concrete slab and security fencing, and that increased the cost of the project. Rightfully so, it's the right thing to do so that the wells will last a very, very long time. And then of course, construction estimates are up a bit. I guess I'd like to leave you with this, that these are just estimates, and we always try to estimate projects in the hopes that the bids will actually come in lower. So we'll keep our fingers crossed in the hopes that the actual cost when we receive bids from contractors will be lower than the estimate. But with that, I'm certainly here to answer any questions you may have.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for doing this. Just like you referred to, just the kind of doubling of the cost was kind of a concern from what we originally talked about. And kind of the recovery period went from like 6 years to 12 years almost to make this thing work. But I understand what you're saying. The other concern that I had was, and also I want to thank you. I appreciate the the fund balance. This is great. You guys are putting the how much fun is left that we're actually drawing from on these agenda items. So I appreciate you doing that. The question I had, and we talked about a little bit, was say by chance Salida decided they wanted to be a part of Modesto, and how would that all kind of play out? We're not wasting money here by doing this, and then if eventually Salida were to become annexed by Modesto, if Salida agreed to that, this wouldn't be a waste of funds here.
No, that's absolutely correct. In fact, whether Salida stays the way they are or they become part of Modesto, the wells will continue to serve those residents well at a monthly savings. I think the other thing that's something to keep in mind is how the project's being funded. It's with Salida funds, and so whether it's annexed or not, those funds would always stay with the community. And so it's not a cost to other county programs or departments. It's monies that are dedicated just for Salida, and annexed or not, those funds will stay there with that community.
Okay, great. That's all. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Any comments from public members, audience members today? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item passes 5-0. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Move to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the annual audit of the Child Care and Development Stage 2 and Stage 3 contracts.
We acknowledge receipt of the audit report.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claim and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports?
You know, I'll just real quick, we had a good meeting with Burbank Paradise Fire and the chief of the regional fire, Mike Krause, which I think is the beginning of hopefully some progress we're going to make there in that area with the some of the issues that we're dealing with. So anyway, I thought we had a good first meeting there.
I also have a meeting with Westport Fire to work out an agreement with the city of Ceres for the annexation. This was, as you remember, the only issue that was unresolved when the annexation came before the board. So it is my hope that we will reach some type of agreement before this reaches LAFCO on the 22nd.
Very good. And I just wanted to make mention of a very happy birthday today, Supervisor Monti. Happy birthday. Okay. We'll move to the Legislative Fiscal Management Report. Chief Executive Officer.
I don't have a report today, Chairman.
Okay. We do have a closed session. County Council.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session to discuss public employment performance evaluation for the position of County Council pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, Subdivision 2.
This meeting is adjourned to closed session.